Chapter 2. December. It was one of the best nights of my life. It was as good as when I went to Walt Disney World at Christmas. Back then, my parents were still married, and I was 9. We watched the light show over Cinderella's castle, and even my brother Stephen enjoyed himself. When Conrad called a few weeks after our date with my mom and Stephen, I was half asleep. He said, "I'm in my car, driving to your house. Can I see you?" It was 12:30 in the morning. Boston, where Conrad was staying at Susanna's house, was 5.5 hours away. He was driving through the night because he wanted to see me. It was a crazy idea because it was the middle of winter, but he wanted to take me to the summer house in Cousins. "When you get here, wait in your car down the street," I told him. "I'll meet you on the corner." I turned off the lights and watched for his car. When I saw it, I went down the stairs and put on my coat, scarf, and hat. Then I was out of the house, flying down the front steps and across the icy garden. Conrad's car was on the corner, and it was dark with no lights. I opened the door and put my head in. I wanted to look at him first. He was wearing a gray coat, and his face was pink from the cold. "Hi," I said. Then I climbed inside. "I can't believe you're really here." He was quiet. Then he said, "Me neither. Are you still coming with me?" I couldn't believe that he even had to ask. "Yes," I told him. Nothing else mattered in the world. There was just us. Sitting next to him in the car felt like the best Christmas gift of my life. Conrad was smiling at me, and he wasn't serious or sad or any of the other S words that he usually was. "I think that I'm going to be a doctor," he told me, looking at me. "Wow," I said. "Is that because of your mom?" He nodded. "She's getting better. Medicine is making that possible." Conrad smiled at me, and his face was full of hope. I felt lighter and happier. I moved closer to him and touched his arm. "That's the best news ever," I said. And it really was. Susanna was getting better, and I was with Conrad. Everything was as it should be. When we got to the house, it was really cold. While Conrad made a fire, I found an old box of hot chocolate in the cupboard. Susanna always made us hot chocolate on rainy nights. She used milk, but of course there wasn't any, so I used water. Conrad sat in the armchair, not on the couch next to me, and drank his hot chocolate. "This is," he said. "Is it amazing?" I asked, smiling because I knew that it wasn't. "It's not the best." We both started laughing. "Hot chocolate is actually my specialty," I said. Conrad seemed nervous, and this was Conrad, who was never nervous. "Why don't you sit nearer to me?" I asked him, and I could hear my heart beating in my ears. I couldn't believe that I was brave enough to say what I was thinking. Conrad looked surprised, too, and he came and sat next to me. I moved closer to him, and then he was kissing me. He kissed me slowly and softly, and I never wanted him to stop. That night, we only kissed on the couch, and he was careful in the way that he touched me, like he was afraid of breaking me. Conrad fell asleep first, and I watched him for a while. He looked like a little boy. When I was sure that he was sleeping, I whispered, "Conrad, there's only you. For me, there's only ever been you." The next day, We ran on the beach in old rain boots that we found in the summer house. I wore Susanna's boots, and they were too big for me, so I kept falling down on the wet sand. I laughed and laughed, but I couldn't hear myself because the wind was so loud. When we came back inside, I put my cold hands on Conrad's face. He didn't push me away. He said, "Oh, that feels good." I laughed and said, "That's because you have a cold heart." "I may have a cold heart for everyone else," he said in a soft voice, "but not for you." I kissed his face. I loved that I could kiss him when I wanted. "You're really sweet to me," I whispered. I felt so happy and lucky to be there in that moment. His eyes were dark and serious. "I want to always know that you're okay," he said. "It's important to me." "I am okay," I said. "I'm better than okay." Conrad nodded. "Good," he said. It was getting darker and darker outside. "I should take you home." I didn't get back until it was very late, and my mom was so mad. But I'm glad we had that night, and I remember every word, every look. Even when it hurts, I still remember.